ॐ ज्ञानचन्द्रन्दनानन्दनाशनाय ీరాజం
I was in Houston where we had the for next seminar in Madhuri Academy. Today I'm planning to discuss on some pastimes that usually devotees they don't deal with so much. Okay? Something new pastime. Maybe it will be a little complicated later on, for you to understand, at least listen. My point is, out of the summit, they have given so many information. But we got stuck with something only, you know, in other things. So today is premier song. Premier song means I am not giving class on this before anywhere. There is small crowd, so I dare to say this. And only devotees are here. So this pastime speaks about Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura, then went to Dwarka. What happened in Vrindavan? What is happening there? Nobody, not known so much, what is going on there. And very interestingly, we know there were 16,100 gopis in Braj, in Vrindavan. And somewhere there is 16,108 queens also in Dwarka. It did not happen 10 queens. So how exactly the same? As many as gopis here and same time, the same number of queens are there. See something regarding this, that how, what is the relationship between the gopis in Vrindavan, the queens in Dwarka? Krishna left Vrindavan, Akura came by the order of Kansa to Krishna. All of you know what happened to the situation of Brajavasis when Krishna left Vrindavan. What is the feeling of Nanda Maharaj,
Mother Yashoda, Sister Radharani, Radha Puja.
She would bless the friend again and again. So next day, Lalita, Vishakha and Radharani were together, because Lalita Vishakha is very close to Radharani, always pacifying her. And Lukhatu met Radharani to say, Radharani would see the mark of the wheel of the chariot, Mother Krishna, by seeing that to sense. Anything in this could be sent. So her seeing that Radharani sent it, then Lalita Vishakha by their sari, you know, finding her, and again brought her back to life and external sense. Radharani then Vishakha said, okay, let us go to Jamuna. We'll do some Surya Puja there in Jamuna. They're trying how, somehow or other, how to make Radharani forget, no? About this thing, pacified. Initially, it's intense separation. And as soon as Radharani was brought to Jamuna, then there she saw all those nice kunja, no? Groups, where girls are passed into Krishna. By seeing that, more hope. Again, she centered there. This time, Vishakha had one garland from Krishna. She put that garland on next to the nose of Radharani, and Radharani came to Krishna. This time Radharani said, I saw a bad dream. Very bad dream. That somebody came, looks very ugly. He like Yamadut. And he took away Krishna. He Yamadut came. Yamaraj came and took Krishna. Very inauspicious. I saw a dream like this. Oh, let there be all auspiciousness unto Vrindavan. Very, very bad dream that Yamadut came and took, Yamaraj came and took Krishna away from here. And Radhan said, I have become contaminated by the inauspicious dream. I should go take bath in Yamuna. Then Vishakha Lalita said, okay, let us go to the Vishalana Tirtha, on the bank of Kaliya Hub, the lake. Let us go there. So all of them, they went to the bank of Kaliya Lake. So Radhan said, Vishakha, how the sea is so beautiful. Blue lotus, and your Sakha Krishna, because she can't forget Krishna, your Sakha Krishna is playing there. She is having water sporting in the lake. Then Vishakha said, oh, you want to go to have water sporting also with Krishna? You can go, no problem. So let us both go, enter inside the Kaliya lake. Then both Radharani and Vishakha, they entered into Kaliya lake, and Lalita sitting on the bank of the lake. They are going more inside. Up to where it's up the chest, up the neck, but completely under the water. He will come back. Then Lalita is standing on the bank crying, what happened? She committed suicide. But Lalita and Vishakha and Lalita committed suicide. Then Lalita is saying, then what is it for me? Vishakha and Lalita committed suicide, what shall I do staying here? She is just preparing. She will have jumped into Kaliya Lake. From behind, Vrinda and Mukhara. Mukhara is from Radharani's grandmother, something like that. Grandmother, Mukhara. They are coming. Whole Vrindavan is not feeling sad. Krishna has left. So they are thinking where Radharani has gone. They are asking where Radharani has gone. So when they come, they came there. They saw Lalita is about to jump into the net. They ran and caught hold of Lalita. Hey, what are you doing? Then Lalita explained everything. This is what happened to Radharani and Vishakha. Then they said, no, you can't commit suicide like this. Then Lalita a little bit like a drama, you know. No, I have not committed suicide. You let me go. I have to inform this to Purnamasi Devi, you know, Purnamasi. I have to inform her all these things happen. So you let me go. Then Vrinda and Mukhara said, okay. So they released Lalita. Then Lalita, she wants to commit suicide because Vrinda wants to leave him. You know. Radha Krishna has gone, Radhani has gone, Vishakha has gone, what for I will be here? when she went on top of Govardhan Mountain. That time Govardhan Mountain was not like as we see now. Govardhan Mountain is very few kilometers, miles. It was high like that. Govardhan Mountain every day going sinking, size of one mustard seed. So now it is like this. After maybe 500 or 1000 years, mountain will be there, right? So that time you tell people government will not believe happen. So that time she went top of Govardhan Mountain and she jumped from there. So when she jumped from there, what happened? The Surya Bhagavan, Surya Dev, has told Jambavan, Inna Jambavan, from Ramchandra's time, he is still there. He told him, go and save Lalita. So she picked up Lalita, and Lalita jumped in, she picked up Lalita, and took her to Patananda, wherever she lives. She kept Lalita there. So Lalita was kept there as the daughter of Jambavan, and her name was given Jambavati. He is one who becomes Jambavati there. More surprising to listen like this. So Lalita becomes Jambavati there. And what happened? When Radharani committed suicide like this, everybody thinks Radharani committed suicide, Lalita also left the body. Then when Radharani and Lalita, they entered into Jamuna River, see Radharani, she was a great worshipper of Surya Bhagavan, Surya Dev. She used to do everyday Surya Upasana. Surya Bhagavan knew Radharani and Lalita entered into Jamuna to commit suicide. Vishakha and Radharani. So Surya Bhagavan told his daughter, Jamuna is the daughter of Surya Dev. He told his daughter, today, evening time, Radha and Vishakha will enter your water to commit suicide. So before they give up their life, you should bring both of them to me. So Jamuna prepared, she knew, she prepared. Vishakha and Radha enter, Jamuna picked them up and took them to Sriyanaka. Radharani was wearing one money, no? That money, Samantaka money. Samantaka money, actually that was the food and Radharani, this is Srimanta. She was wearing here. That's why it is known as Samantaka money. So that money was given to her by Balaram. No? Balaram and Krishna, both they are doing some kinds of, with all the gopis, Krishna and Balaram, in the forest, moonlit night, they are having some pastimes, and some demon came. What is the demon name? Sankhasura. Sankhasura. So that demon Krishna killed and he had given a money. How do you say English? Money?
Jewel.
Jewel. Jewel stone to Balaram. And Balaram had given it to Radharani out of his affection. Because Balaram had given a gift, so Radharani would always keep it. It never give up. So this, so Jamuna collected Radharani, Vishakha and the jewel. Three of this and took them to Surya Lok. Then Surya Bhagavan told his wife, what is his wife's name? Surya's wife's name? Soha or something like that.
Soha.
You take care of Radharani and Vishakha. After Vishakha was daughter of Surya Bhagavan also. To help in Krishna's pastime, he had come from Surya Loka to help Krishna's pastime. So that Surya Bhagavan's wife saw Vishakha's friend Radharani, she was loving her very much, taking care of Vishakha and Radharani. In this way, Vishakha and Radharani, they stayed in Surya Loka. Lalita, where Lalita stayed? Then Chandravali. What happened? Chandravali's father name is Bhishmak. Bhishmak is the king of Vidarbha. So when Radharani left body like this, In the meantime, Chandrabali's husband also died. You know Chandrabali's husband's name? Anybody knows? His name is Govardhan Malla. Govardhan Malla. So Govardhan Malla died. So Govardhan Malla died. Now Krishna left Vrindavan. This thing happened to Radharani, Vishakha, Lalita also committed suicide. And Bhishma was being become very worried. What will happen to my daughter now? Then he sent Rukma. Rukma is the son of King of King Bhishma. Rukmi. You have heard the name Rukmi?
Yes.
Yeah. So she came and took this Chandrabali back to their house. And Chandrabali went back to their house and her name was given Rukmini.
Mm-hmm.
So she became Rukmini. Actually Radharani and Chandrabali, they're two sisters, Radharani and Chandrabali. Originally they were the daughter of Vindha Mandai. You remember I have told this story before. Huh? Vindha Mountain. So Chandrabali was cared by this Chandrabhan here. But actually she came from Bhishma. Both Chandrabali Radharani, they appeared as daughter of Vindha Mountain. So when Vasudev kept Krishna in Nanda Maharaj's house and took that baby girl back to prison and also went to mask that baby girl, then that appeared Mahamaya. She appeared Mahamaya. That time she informed, Kamsa, you are trying to kill me, what is you? One who is killing has taken birth somewhere else. And for your information, there are 8 beautiful girls who have taken birth on this planet. And whoever is married to those girls, he becomes so powerful, he can defeat even Lord Shiva in the battlefield. Kamsa will become very tempted. Oh, really? Kamsa is devotee of Lord Shiva. This is the demon. He is devotee of Shiva. Now he has these things. He is tempted. Oh, I will marry. I can defeat Lord Shiva Mahadev in battle also. So he called Putana. Kamsa called Putana. He instructed, you go and you kill all the baby boys.
Yeah.
And all the baby girls, you bring them to me.
Yeah.
So by that order, Putana was fasting any baby girl. So she found this Vrindha Mountain having sacrificed the 2 baby girls lying in the court, in the courtyard. Immediately she went and picked up those baby girls. And Vrindha Mountain told Brahmana, hey, chant some mantra to kill this demon. Then Brahman chanted mantra and that acted upon Putana. And she became very, very weak. She became so weak she could not carry both the girls. So one girl she left. So that fell in a river, the king of the King Bhishma's kingdom. So that was the girl. In 5 years old, she was brought to Vrindavan as daughter of Vrishabhan. Actually she is the daughter of King Bhishma. So when this Govardhan Malla died, then Bhishma King said, Rukmini, you go bring back my daughter from there. So Rukmini was brought back to Vidarbha. So later on the story you know, when Krishna was in Dwaraka, how Rukmini sent a letter to Krishna that I don't want to marry to Shishupal. Ishwara was arranged, Rukmini sent Shishupal. But Rukmini did not want to marry. Then Krishna went. And So Rukmini was the first wife of Krishna. Out of 16,108 wives, Rukmini is the first wife of Krishna. So when Rukmini married to Krishna, her mother had a condition. She had told Krishna, you can marry to my daughter, that is a condition. Condition is you can't marry anybody else.
Yeah.
If at all you have to marry to anybody else, then you must get permission from my daughter. My daughter will give permission, then you can marry. This is a condition. Now Krishna has to marry 16,108. So the first queen had a condition. Her father had a condition.
So Rukmini went to Dwaraka, and Pata Mahishi, the principal, she was the only queen of Krishna, very dear to Krishna. So now Rukmini arrives in Dwaraka.
She arrived there.
Then Lalita, so is Lalita now? Which is
Jambavan.
Then she became, Chandravali became Rukmini. Then Radha and Vishakha, where are they? So, when Krishna is ruling, Krishna is staying in Mathura for 13 years, 6 months. Then he left Mathura and went to Dwaraka, the big city there. And there was a king. That king's name, who is that king who got the Samantaka money? Satrajit. Satrajit also, he was a great worshipper of Surya Bhagavan. So he worshipped Surya there. So because he was worshipping Surya there very intensely and he has no children, so Surya there being very happy upon him, so he gave Radharani to Satrajit Singh. Satrajit Singh received Radharani as his daughter. So what was his daughter's name? Satrajit's daughter's name? Satyabhama. So Radharani appeared in Dwaraka as Satyabhama. Satyabhama was digested.
Radharani
Satyabhama is amazing. Huh? It was digested? Our Acharya in Bhakpur.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Radharani,
yeah,
who was in Surya Loka.
Right.
So when in Dwaraka there is a king, Satrajit, he was a great worshipper of Surya Bhagavan. So Surya Bhagavan, please, upon Satrajit, Satrajit has no child. So he worshipped Surya Bhagavan, please bless him, I can have child. So Surya Bhagavan gave Radharani to the Satrajit, okay, as his daughter. But he was not known as Radharani. He was not told that she is Radharani. His new name was given as Satyabhama. Okay, Satyabhama. And along with Satyabhama, Srila Bhagavan gave the Samantaka jewel also. So that is your Samantaka jewel. Everybody have heard about. And that jewel has a power. If whoever will keep and worship that jewel, he will get 8 bhara of that gold.
Every day.
And Surya Bhagavan has told, when Radharani was there, as when Radharani was there in Surya Loka, one of Surya's wife was telling Radharani, but Radharani always feeling very much separation. Because Krishna left, and she said, of course, Krishna left, at least I was in Vrindavan. Now I am so far from Vrindavan. So it was unbearable. So she was always crying and crying and crying. Then by her request, Surya Bhagavan's father-in-law is Vishwakarma. So Vishwakarma is requested. So Vishwakarma, he created very beautiful Vrindavan in Dwaraka itself, known as Nava Vrindavan, that is New Vrindavan. Exactly, Yamuna River is there, same trees, same plants, Govardhan, everything as it is. But New Vrindavan is created there. And then one of his wife saying, why are you crying so much for Krishna? Don't you know the Krishna is here, all the big yogis are chanting Om Bhur Bhuvah Swatah Savitar. Why are Savitar in Surya Loka? In Surya Loka, your Parambrahma Krishna is here. But Radha is not interested in the Parambrahma Krishna. He wants his Krishna. But is that Krishna? He doesn't care that. She's feeling intense separation. Then Surya Bhagavan said, okay, you don't be worried. Now this new Vrindavan is created. But you will go, I'll send you one place. But until unless you see Krishna personally, Krishna will come and put this Samantaka money on your head. Until that you don't reveal that you're Radharani. You don't tell anybody that you're Radharani. If she got that information, then she appeared in the house of Satrajit. Satrajit was very happy to get very beautiful daughter and get Samantaka money. She was getting a lot of gold also every day. So that time, Dwaraka was ruled by, so he was ruling in Dwaraka. In Ugrasena. So when Krishna came to know,
Shastraji has such a valuable jewel. It's not Rajatantra that time. You know, it's not Ganatantra. The democratic, anybody can keep anything. The Rajatantra is monarchy. Monarchy means all best things should be with the king. So Krishna said the best thing must come to the king. It should be given to the king. But Shastraji did not care. He didn't want to give. He gave it to his brother. Brother's name is? Anybody know?
Prasen.
One day Prasen put a locket in his neck and went to forest for hunting. And there Prasen was killed by one lion. So, for Shastraji, he spread a rumor that the Krishna was asking for this jewel because I did not give it to Krishna, so Krishna has not killed my brother, or Krishna has stolen this jewel. So Krishna took it very seriously. Big Badnam, bad name for him. No, I must find out what happened to this jewel. In Krishna, along with 20 soldiers, he went to the forest. When he went to the forest, at one place he found that this lion who took this jewel, he found that this person is killed by a lion. Lion is not there. Then suddenly the footstep of the lion he went. And at one place he found the lion is also killed. Lion is killed by another...
Jambavan.
Then Krishna went searching. Then he went to Jambavan. That time, Lalita was playing with that jewel. Jambavan took that jewel. Lalita is playing with jewel. Nobody knows that is Lalita. That she is there known as
Jambavan.
Then Krishna went and Krishna tried to get the jewel. Jambavan came. They're fighting for almost how many days? 21 days fighting. But Jambavan doesn't know Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't want to accept. He is Supreme Personality. I don't care because I only know Ram. Finally Krishna showed that I am that Ram. Then he fasted. Then he offered Jambavati. Lalita was Jambavati and his jewel was offered to Krishna. So Krishna got the Jambavati when he came to marry. Because he had promised to the father of Rukmani. So what to do? He cannot take straight to Dharata. So Krishna took Jambavati and hid her in one cave in Raibata mountain. Until everything settled, one time he will bring her to Latinan. Now she has kept there. Jambavati has kept in Raivataka mountain. Krishna came with his jewel. Then he informed all the citizens, just see what has happened. This is what has happened. And this guy giving you bad name, the ice, stole this Samantha's money. So all the citizens, they are all blaspheming. Giving bad name to this person, this such a nasty person, this opposite feeling very bad. I committed a big mistake. I said like this to Krishna, he's defending very much. Then, at that time, Narada Muni came to Prasenjit's house. Satrajit's house. Narada Muni said, you fool, stupid fellow, you have committed a great offense to Lord Krishna. Now you are going to redeem the offense you have committed to Krishna. If you want your welfare, very soon, immediately, you should offer your daughter to Krishna. You should offer your daughter to Krishna. Otherwise, you will finish. Before Krishna comes back from forest, immediately send your daughter Satyabhama, offer to Krishna. Then Satyabhama was so much scared, without thinking anything else, he said, okay. I'll offer my daughter. And he called his mother. He said, you take Satyabhama. And he left her in Dharaka, in the palace of Krishna. By that time, Krishna had not arrived. He had not reached the palace. But the news had spread everywhere. This thing had happened. Then his mother put Satyabhama with a nice palanquin covered. Satyabhama was nicely dressed. Then the grandmother, she brought Satyabhama to the palace of Krishna. The Rukmani was there. Satyabhama's grandmother went to Rukmani. said, my son has committed great offense to Krishna. That's why he had offered his daughter to Krishna. Please, she is like a sister. Simply take care of her. Then she left Satyabhama there. Then she left. The Rukmini saw a beautiful girl. Satyabhama is so beautiful. She is Radharani, very beautiful. Then Rukmini went. Rukmini called her maid servant. Her name is Madhavi. And she is telling in her ears, what a story. Girl is so beautiful. As soon as my husband will come, Mr. Krishna will come. Though he has promised my father, he will not marry anybody else. But she looks so beautiful. I think Krishna will break his promise. Can't keep his promise. No. How can? No, he's so beautiful. She is very much worried. But externally she is very affectionate. Oh my dear sister, did you
quality,
come?
Quality.
So she is calling like this. But Satyabhama looks very sad. She doesn't know what is going on. Why I have been sent here all sudden? Why my father sent? She is feeling very sad. Then Rukmini is saying, you don't feel so sad. As soon as Aryaputra will come, she did not mention Krishna name. Because the husband, they don't take name of, the ladies, they don't take name of the, don't pronounce name of their husband out of respect. They call Aryaputra. Aryaputra. So Aryaputra will come, I will offer you, to him. She said, Satyabhama. Then Radhani said, who is this Aryaputra? I like somebody else. Don't treat like that. You please put me in some place where no male person can see me. Then Rukmini called Madhavi. Madhavi, she is asking exactly what I wanted. Very good. But she will never see Krishna. If she meets Krishna, Krishna will be attracted to her. Then Rukmini said, okay, I have a nice place for her. Then Madhavi said, yes, let's see. He sent her to New Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan. She never goes there. Nava Vrindavan is there, but Radharani is not there. So why Krishna will go there? So she never visits that place. So Madhavi told, he sent her to Nava Vrindavan. But he never gets chance to meet Krishna. Then Rukmini said, yes, very good proposal. Immediately. In the meantime, what has happened? From Vrindavan, the Nava Vrindavan was created. So, everything is called, Yogamaya is planning everything, Yogamaya knows Radha will come there, Krishna will come there, who will take care of that? The Vrindadevi from Vrindavan, she had appeared in Dwaraka also. She had appeared in New Vrindavan as Nava Vrinda. Her name is Nava Vrinda. And Rukmini said, Madhavi, if you go and call Nava Vrinda, then Nava Vrinda and Bakula, there's two. Ladies were taking care of New Vrindavan. So Nava Vrinda and Bakula came. So Nava Vrinda was wearing a yellow sari or something like that. So both of her called and Radharani saw Bakula and Nava Vrinda, but seeing the yellow sari, she immediately remembered Krishna. Yeah. So Krishna always wears yellow garments. Her body started stumbling like this. Her hair standing on the end. She is trying to cover her body, but everyone will see, then looking at, oh, my dear sister, what is happening? I see this yellow garment, why some strange reaction in her body? Radhani is trying to hide herself. She said, no, this Nava Vrinda looks like my sister. So she reminds my sister, that's why I'm playing the extra piece, she looks like my sister. Then Rukmini introduced Satyabhama. Said Nava Vrinda Bakula,
she's my sister. She please take her to Tapirsala. There is a special palace inside Navabinda. But take her and take nice care of her. In this way, Navabrinda and Bakula, they are now ready to take Satyabhama. Just she's about to leave. So she said, she addressed Rukmani. So my dear sister, please, sometimes you remember your sister Radha. She forgot to that she is not supposed to tell Radha. By mistake she pronounced, no? That my dear sister, because she is being sent to some other place, so sometimes please remember your sister Radha. Then Rukmani is saying, what are you saying? Then Radhani realized, what is the mistake? Because she is not supposed to reveal herself, no? Then immediately she said, no, no, I was just asking, is this lady that your Aradhika? Aradhika was not within Aradhana. Are they your Aradhika? That was asking. Some other she said that place. Then Radharani, then Bakula and New Brinda, the both of them, they took Radharani to New Brindavan. So here in Vrindavan, now Radharani has come all the way up to Dwaraka. She is in New Vrindavan. And Lalita, where is Lalita now? She is staying in Raivatak Mountain. And where is Chandravali now? Chandravali? Is Rukmani. Has Nallukun. These eight men queens out of 16,108, the eight men queens. Is Radharani? Chandravali, Lalita, Vishakha, four. And other four sakhis of Chandravali also included there. So other four sakhis, they are also taken out of Vrindavan by their respective fathers. Then later on Krishna will also get them, like fighting with seven bulls, he'll get Lakshmana, then all other different ways, then shooting arrow to seven palm trees. So he will recover them gradually. Then eight gopis, they appeared as eight men queens of Dwaraka. Then how many left over there? 16,100. The 16,100 gopis, when Krishna left, they are worshipping Kamatha Devi. You know? They are worshipping Kamatha. How can we get Krishna? So when they are worshipping Kamatha Devi, Kamatha, the great devotee also, his name was Narakasa. Narakasa is the son of Bhumidevi. He was a great devotee of Kamatha Devi. So Kamatha Devi was worshipped by Narakasa. Narakasa told Kamatha Devi, I am going to marry. As when these gopis of Vrindavan were worshipping Kamatha Devi, the Narakasa came and he stole all the 16,100 gopis from Vrindavan. And he told Kamatha Devi, I got many queens of different kingdoms. So I'll marry them. Kamatha Devi asked, okay, let that happen. She did not know this. And he was sitting, this Narakasura is sitting, the 16,100 gopis there hiding inside this cave. So later on, all you know, Krishna also recovered, brought all of them, and he kept them in Dwaraka. So here, in Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan, Radharani is there, Sarma Satyabhama, then Bakula is there, Brinda, Nava Brinda is there. So Radharani is feeling very much separation, very much sad. And Bakula one day told Satyabhama, you don't be so worried. You will not be alone anymore here. Asunas or Rajendra will come. Rajendra means? Krishna. But she is not telling Krishna will come. She says, Rajendra will come. I will approach Rukmini. So you can be, now you can marry Rajendra. And Radhani becomes very angry. Satyabhama becomes very angry. But don't talk to me like this. Because Radhani doesn't know that Krishna is here. Radhani is thinking Krishna is in Mathura. So Radhani becomes very angry. And she is saying, then Radharani is feeling very sad.
And she said, no, don't think like that. Rajendra is very good. Then Rajendra said, oh, your Dwarakapati may be very opulent, very deep, that. But I don't know anybody else except the Brajendra Nandan. I know only Brajendra Nandan. I don't know any Rajendra deep, that. For me, only Brajendra Nandan. I want that form, beautiful, pickup, Siddha, Jesus, remembering. And Bakula is smiling. And don't you think that Rajendra Nandan is Rajendra? No, I don't care anybody else. He's very angry. Then Bakula said, okay, Brinda, please explain her. So Brinda is explaining, but Radha is not listening. No, she's lamenting that, oh, Surya Bhagavan told, we go to Dwaraka, we'll meet Krishna there, but where is Krishna? Now Krishna is so far in Mathura, now I am here, I am going more and more far from Krishna, what will happen? She brings so much separation from Krishna. Then finally, in Bakula, Navananda said, okay, what to do, how to pacify? And there's so much separation, her body is like burning, heating, so much heat coming from her body. And okay, let her take to Yamuna. And in Navabrindavan, there is Yamuna river also. Then Bakula Devi and Navabrinda, they took Radharani to Satyabhama to Yamuna river. Then our under Kadamba tree. And they brought many lotus leaves, very cool lotus leaves. They made a nice bed for Satyabhama to put her there so that body, heat will come down. Sasana should dry there. All the lotus leaves should dry. So much body heat coming. And Radhani is feeling so much separation. Radhani remembering, oh, the same trees are here, same creeper, same Jamuna, everything is there. But my Krishna is not here. Where is Lalita? Where is Vishakha? She is simply lamenting. Then what to do? Then she is thinking, everything is here, but my Krishna is not here. So she wanted that somehow or other to have Krishna. Because Radharani, from his childhood, always should worship a deity of Krishna. She would play when she was baby, from that time only. She would play with her friends. In one corner, she would keep one date of Krishna. Offer flowers, this, that. One day, Radharani is playing with all her friends. All of a sudden, Durvasa Muni came. So Durvasa Muni came, everybody was scared. They all ran away. But Radharani was worshipping Krishna there, putting flowers. Durvasa Muni came. Radharani is very gentle, very polite. Radharani is such a personality. She was giving pleasure to everybody. Children should be very happy, elderly people should be happy. She was very perfect how to behave proportionally to according to the saintly personality, to the elderly personality. Anybody would see so beautiful Durvasamani form, Radharani. She was so much attracted to the beautiful form of Radharani. Then Radharani went and offered her obeisances to Durvasamani. Then Durvasamani said, my dear mother, see in India, his daughter also, they say Ma, they say Ma. In Western countries, when we call ladies mother, they don't like so much. This is called us Prabhu. No. They all want to be Prabhu. But mother is very weak. Then one lady is giving argument. Why small girls you are calling also mother? Are they mother? The small girls? I couldn't reply anything. Later on I realized, in India, small girls they call mother. Ma, how are you, ma? They call like this. Elderly ladies call ma, small girls also call ma. So they were only called ma. No? I have a great desire today. That is a Dwadashi. Today is Dwadashi Tithi. So if you can cook some sweet rice for me. I would like to eat some sweet rice cooked by your hand. Radharani was very happy. Immediately she went to her house and she brought and quickly she cooked sweet rice. Baby Radharani, quickly cooked sweet rice. And when Durvasamani was eating the sweet rice, just imagine how tasty it would be cooked by Radharani. So much ecstasy, eat that sweet rice. So she became very happy. Oh, my daughter, I am very pleased with you. She is Radharani, she has everything. Now Durvasan will give some boon. So I give you some boon. Whatever you will cook, your hand will have nectar. And whoever will eat the food cooked by you, So he will have long life, healthy, beautiful form, no disease attack, no, will attack him. So he got a special boon from Durvasama. So this boon helped in future as a result. When Mother Yashoda came to know that Radharani had this boon, so every day she would send somebody to bring Radharani to cook for. When Radharani was in Krishna's house, she would come to cook for Krishna. When she got married, again also from Jatila's house, every day she would come and cook for Krishna. She would say Radharani to cook and have darshan of Krishna is all planned, of Yogamaya. So because she has this boon and Jatila cannot say no, Nanda is Maharaj and Nanda is son. Of course, initially she said Jatila did not know so much. Radha Krishna is an internal hidden relationship. Sometimes Krishna would go before she knows these things. Once Krishna went to Jatila's village, what is his village name? What is his village name? Javad. Javad? Javad. Javad. Yeah. Krishna is loitering, you know, there. So Jatila asking, oh Krishna, oh Kana, what are you doing here? No, I lost one of my calf, so I have come here to look searching. So it is actually Krishna searching for Radharani, not for the calf. Then Jatila picked up, oh my dear son, so much hard, please you should drink some water, please go inside. No? My daughter-in-law can give you some water. So Krishna went inside. Sometimes Krishna would come for one day. This nobody is there for milking the cow. Then Jatila said, oh, Kana, you are very expert in milking the cows. But why don't you milk some cows today? No? Then Krishna went to milk the cows. The cow is doing sarkat, you know, it's a dancing. Not flower, then somebody has to help, no? So somebody has to tell you, the calf away from the cow. Jatila is too old, she is blind also. Jatila told, oh Radha, please come and help. No? So Krishna is very happy, Radhani also very happy. So they want that. Then Radha will come. Then this all kinds of past tense will take place. So later on, Jatila came to know, she is very happy. He did not want to send Radhani anymore. Anyway, there are so many other past tense. I don't have the answer. So how Radhani used to go there every day and that boon was helping Radhani so much to serve Krishna. Where I got? I was telling something I entered.
Go back to Bhattabama.
No, sir. Bank of Jamuna. Radhani is sitting in New Vrindavan. Also worshipping Krishna there. Okay. In the meantime, what has happened? It is very complicated story. Many times I have said, I will expect telling this. I think it's premier for today. You have time for me. So in the meantime, what has happened? The wife of Indra, Sakshidevi, she had sent some gifts for Rukmini. Some nice ornaments and some cloths also. So Rukmini, out of affection to Satyabhama, which one of her maid servants, she had sent it to Bakula. You know who is Bakula? Bakula? Bakula is the lady. Bakula is the lady who is helping Bakula and Navabrinda. They are helping
Satyabhama.
So with Bakula, hand of Bakula, Rukmini sent those ornaments and cloth, special cloth, that Satyadevi sent, Indra Patani, wife of Indra, to Satyabhama. She gave Satyabhama. Satyabhama said, so why are you doing this? You think I will decorate my body with this cloth now? Currently, so much separation from Krishna. I don't want all these cloths, it's true. So Navabrinda said, no, you keep all these things. And all these ingredients you can use for worshipping Surya Bhagavan. So worshipping the Lord. So all those things were there. Now Radhani is doing so much separation from Krishna. She wants to worship Krishna. Then Bakula and Navabrinda, they brought Radharani inside one kunja, one groove. That kunja, that Vishwakarma, she had prepared a very nice, beautiful deity of Krishna. So that Krishna deity was there in that group, in that kunja.
and Radhani came and Radhani saw. It was so beautiful, Krishna, deity is there. She was very happy. But she went close and she said, oh, Navabrinda, this Krishna is standing here. But he has nice hands, but he is not coming to embrace me anymore. She has mouth, but he has mouth, but he is not speaking to me like before. So the day by seeing the deity form, she was so much attracted. She immediately, Radharani Maharshi did it, and she wanted to serve the deity. So what happened? Those the cloth and ornaments that sent as gifts by Rukmani to Satyabhama, Satyabhama all those ingredients. So she decorated Krishna deity very nicely. Put that cloth, that ornament very nicely, did some puja and everything. And she was saying that why you don't speak to me, she's crying and all kinds of addressing. So after doing that, doing puja and everything, then Radharani, Satyabhama left the Bakula and Navabrinda. So when they left, in the meantime, Krishna entered Navabrinda. Krishna along with Madhu Mangal. So Krishna, because Krishna came back from forest, just to relax, they went to Jamuna River. Let's go to Jamuna River. When Madhu Mangala and Krishna went to Jamuna River, the Krishna saw that the bed is prepared by the leaves. And that bed, he saw all the leaves that dried. By seeing that, she remembered about Radharani. Assume that she remembered Radharani, because this would happen to Radharani before also when he was in Vrindavan. She was in Vrindavan. She was feeling so much separation. Krishna was feeling so much separation from Radharani. Then Madhu Mangala was trying to pacify Krishna. No? Then again they're talking, then Krishna was telling, oh, same Jamuna is there, nice sleeper, same trees, but Radharani is not here, I'm feeling so much separation. Madhu Mangala and Krishna, they're talking to each other, holding both hands each other. Madhu Mangala passes and when they're coming, they're walking. So that is the time that Bharti now has been transformed, that Krishna saw his own reflection, Kasta Matakara Kari Purusha. When he saw his own reflection, he said, oh, what a beautiful form. He went to Embra, that was in New Vrindavan. And when he's walking like this, and at one point he saw this deity, his own deity. Then Madhu Mangala said, oh, that's him, Krishna. Here is my friend Krishna. You are not my friend. Krishna is wearing helmet and lecturing love. Madhu Mangala, when he saw this Krishna is dressed like pickup figures there, like a forest boy. Radhani has decorated, So he looks like a forest boy. So Madhu Mangala, here is my friend Krishna. You are not my friend Krishna. Then Krishna said, Vishwakarma has created beautiful Navabrindavan, nice form also. And somebody has decorated, it looks exactly like me, as I was in Vrindavan. Krishna also remembered his Vrindavan form. This is really the same Vrindavan as Krishna in Vrindavan and now Dwaraka. So whenever Vrindavan thinks, Krishna listens, he is different. He gets very attracted. Anything he reminds, he is in one form in Vrindavan also. He reminds, he becomes very attracted. He is very much separated. So they are looking at form, the deity form of Krishna. So Madhu Mangala said, oh Krishna, somebody has done nice worship, decorated this deity. In the meantime, Bakula and the Navabrinda, along with Satyabhama, they are walking. So Navabrinda telling, oh, let us go this way. They could hear. Madhu Mangala and Krishna could hear some ladies are passing by. Then Madhu Mangala said, hey Krishna, those ladies who are worshipping your deity so nicely, they must be walking by nearby, you can hear something. They are coming again to worship. Then Krishna said, okay, let us do one thing. I want to see how intensely they are worshipping me. So both of them made a plan.
they removed that deity. They said, let us hide this deity. They hide the deity and Krishna, he put all the grace and everything on his own body. The secret figure, all the grace, yellow garments, Krishna stood there. Then Madhyama was hiding behind. Deity also they hide. And after some time, Satyabhama came. It looks so beautiful, so attractive. Deity, I'm feeling very attracted. I'm feeling all kinds of symptoms, you know. But she's saying, Deity, actually, here Krishna is standing there. So by seeing, she's feeling all symptoms. She goes more closer. And Krishna saw Satyabhama. Before she had not seen. And by Krishna seeing Satyabhama, she says, thinking, wow, is Vishwakarma such an expert? She has not only created Nava Vrindavan here, she has created Radhani. Nakal Radhani. If he is thinking, he is interested in Radhani. He is Maya Radhani. All Jamuna, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Maya Radhani also created here. Such an expert? No, he is thinking like that. So Krishna is standing there, stands there, he changes his deity, how they are coming and worshipping. So all of them, they went more closer. Then Satyabhama went more closer. Satyabhama saying, Oh Bimba, Pratibimba. Pratibimba means the deity, reflection, Pratibimba. Oh Pratibimba, is everything okay with her Bimba? In the real form, oh deity, whomever deity you are, your real Krishna is everything. Okay with Krishna. Then Deity started to speak. Deity saying, nothing was okay, now everything is okay. Because you are asking me, my welfare following the footsteps of Radharani. Krishna doesn't know she's Radharani. But she's saying, somebody, Radharani always talks about the welfare of Krishna. Today you are asking me, following the footsteps of Radharani, now everything is okay. Then Satyabhama was very surprised. Hey, Nava Vrindavan, this deity is starting to speak also. The murti is speaking. Then like this, then she came more closer. In that time, when Radharani and Satyabhama came more closer, then Krishna, Satyabhama, saying something, speaking something, hearing Satyabhama speaking, then Krishna started to shed tears from his eyes. And Satyabhama saying, oh, this deity is not only talking, this is a crying. Then saliva coming from deity, you know, Krishna's mouth. Then Namabinda told Satyabhama, just see, Krishna, deity, saliva coming, tears from her, to wipe that, his face. Then Satyabhama went to the sari, wiped his face. Then as soon as Krishna got direct contact of Satyabhama, Krishna could not stand there, he fell. There is a tree behind, so that deity and that Krishna fell like this. And when Radharani got caught with Krishna, he fainted there. I mean Satyabhama, he fainted there. When she fainted there, at this time, Bakula came to know that Rukmini entering into Nava Vrindavan. Rukmini, because Rukmini always try her to speak and separate. Now she is saying Krishna never, but all these things have happened. Rukmini entering, what will happen? Who is the teacher of Satyabhama? Let us go hide here, no? The teacher was there. Quite left that place. And Rukmini entering with Madhavi. Madhavi is her Sakhi. Madhavi Sakhi. Then when Rukmini came, or when Satyabhama left, then Krishna is standing there in normal form. Then Rukmini came. Then Rukmini saw
the dress, that ornaments and dress, he had donated to Satyabhama, Krishna wearing that. Very understanding. Rukmini realized what has happened. She said, she only come to know that Krishna must have met Satyabhama. That must she know. Krishna must have met Satyabhama. And Rukmini sarcastically, with a pleasure mood, she is telling to Krishna, "Oh my dear husband, today is very auspicious day. You must have enjoyed meeting with your Natul Naika, means new lover, with new lover." Then Krishna says, "No, no, don't say new lover, say old lover." And Rukmini says, "What, what? Old lover? Who is old lover?" Then Krishna says, "No, no, I am talking. All these nice trees, creepers, they are my old lover. No, I love him. All these things so long. This is like the height. But Rukmini has got smell, no? Krishna must have met Satyabhama. But what has happened? Details he doesn't know all these things. By now, Krishna also doesn't know that she is Radharani. Radharani doesn't know she is Krishna. Nobody knows anything. It's all happening, internally happening all these things." Then Rukmini said, "Okay, okay, don't be worried. You enjoy with your old lover of her, new lover of Hatha Vaiti. I'm going to palace." And Krishna would realize Rukmini is a bit angry now. Then Krishna told Madhumangal that Rukmini must have become very angry. You do anything. Krishna had gone with Arjun to some forest and brought a nice lotus flower. Sura Saugandhika Pushpa. Sura Saugandhika Pushpa. That flower means Sura Saugandhika. If you give that flower to Rukmini, you want to give that flower to Rukmini. Then Madhumangal went and gave that flower to Rukmini, Sura Saugandhika flower to Rukmini. So Rukmini prepared very nice garland with that flower. And after some time, Krishna has to pacify Rukmini. Then Krishna went to Rukmini's palace. And Rukmini saw Krishna entering. Then Rukmini said, "Oh, Madhavi, my lord is entering the palace. Please let us go worship." Then immediately she came out of the palace, worshipping Krishna, washing lotus feet. Then she offered that flower. The flower name, remember? Sura Saugandhika flower. Sura Saugandhika lotus flower, special lotus. Sura Saugandhika lotus. Then offered to Krishna. Then following Krishna. Then Krishna told Rukmini, "I love you always, I don't doubt me, I love you only, you are best, you are just always trying to pacify her." She said, "Hey, Rukmini, there is one beautiful tapasini, you know tapasini? Somebody Australia. I just want to have a darshan of that tapasini, something like that. My love, you are my love, whatever you want, I have no problem." In this way, Krishna tricked Rukmini and got permission from Rukmini. So Krishna said, "Okay, now peacefully I can go." Until till now, Satyabhama doesn't know that is Krishna. He is thinking, "I just deity form this time." Then later on. So in this way, the story will continue more, but I will stop here. So the story will continue here more. In next class, if you want, I can continue. Because I don't want to continue more now, you will forget. And I cannot keep balance. So the philosophy behind this. What this pastime will happen now? See, Chandravali become the main queen of Krishna. Radharani, so what was happening in Vrindavan? Radharani was married. Right? To whom? Abhimanyu. So Krishna was not married. So Radhani hidingly was going to meet with Krishna. Now the opposite is happening. Now Krishna is married. Radhani is not married. Now Krishna has to go hidingly. So that met perfection to the Parambrahma. The Parambrahma, he has released all the rasas. So Vrindavan is releasing one rasa. So he is free. Radhani hiding has to go meet. Now he is here not trapped with wife. So now what is this place? When you have a wife and you go to meet with her lover. So the Parambrahma has to release that also.
the whole incident will take place. So next class, if audience are good, that not many new people or devotees are there. So I continue. Now how this pastime will be more and more. A very interesting pastime. How even if Rukmini knowing everything, she can reveal it also. And finally everything will be revealed. A very interesting chapter will take place. This is pastime described by Sri Rupa Goswami in Lalit Madhava. So, don't ask any question about it.
The class is in the morning, or is it going to be at the next house?
Huh?
When is next class?
Tomorrow.
Morning or at the next house?
No, next house.
Okay.
This is interesting, not the same. So, Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava. So, Vidagdha Madhava is a place. Right?
No,
it's
also play.
There's also play.
Yeah.
Both play.
Yes.
It's both play, but if you read that book, understand anything.
Yeah.
I understand little bit of this because Subram Maharaj has written in this first part. And I have gone at least 10, 15 times. I have translated to Bengali also because I am composing a book on Radhani's pastime, like Jagannath pastime. So from there, it's very interesting.
So if it's play, so the idea in the play is to present the pastimes, the rasas, the lilas, everything in the form of play.
No, but this is not a speculative play.
Not speculative, but in other
words, this is also instance of spiritually happened in class from Bhava. Bhava Mukha. This happened in the second play. But to go more deeper, it will be difficult to understand.
I was just wondering, this pastime that you just explained, is this before
Buddha
came to Vrindavan, or this was after?
Before.
It could be after, no problem. Why do you think this special pastime is taking place in different platforms? Buddha going, seeing Krishna, Radharani, everything. Same time also this also happening in another platform. This is very... that is a very good question. Radharani, she came at Satyabhama, she went when she is crying, what happened to me, she was with me. Ms. Suryalaka, she has come somewhere in the Alpha planet, but I don't know where is she. And how she will come, she all will meet. That will be described. Vishakha will come, Krishna will come, Brahmapati will come. Everyone will come together. I am waiting final meeting. I have a question.
When they...
I will be told now.
No, I mean, in one sense, it seems like Krishna to pass on to the scribe and Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, Krishna, but Krishna, they seem like separate personalities. So simultaneously, they're the same personality and not... But the way they pass on to the scribe, especially the relationship to queens, there, particularly Sati and then Vrindavan. So simultaneously there, all this is going on at the same time.
I am a part. Actually, they are all expansion of
Simhadrata. Yeah.
All the Gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, Satyabhama, Rukmini, they are all expansion of Simhadrata. That is Krishna and Radha. Krishna expanding to millions of forms, Radha expanding to millions of forms. So they are wherever Krishna expands, Radha also expands. And Yoga Maya creates the situation to forget each other so that in different ways they can release unlimited rasa. So the whole plan behind this thing. That how Yoga Maya is creating. That even the Supreme Person of Godhead do not understand. Just like this. And Krishna incarnation in Krishna form, he is feeling. So how Radhani is enjoying by serving me, I should create that. So that we say Krishna appears as Gauranga. But was Gauranga not there before? Gauranga is there eternally. Gauranga is there eternally. One form Gauranga is there, but Krishna form is feeling. Now, how I understand? But Yoga Maya arranged that. That Yoga Maya takes that intelligence, I make him forget in another form, that he is enjoying the same rasa. He makes him to forget. So in this form, Krishna's form, Krishna was always thinking, oh, how Radhani is enjoying serving me? How Radhani is enjoying serving me? His whole trick of Yoga Maya is managing all these things. The whole show managed how to give pleasure to Krishna. Unlimited person, mellow.
So Maharaj, Bhagavatam is one platform And Goswami has basically discovered this another platform, is it that way? Or because Bhagavatam, we came to know the history of the
Buddha. You mean from Bhagavatam we come to know something, but after that so many things have been revealed?
So that only Goswami basically here discovered.
See, no, it's not like that. You see, just like in every Radharani, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, people would not know Radharani so much. You know that?
Yeah.
Till now you go to South India, people they don't know Radharani. Mm-hmm. You go to South India, only Krishna devotee. Mm-hmm. But maximum everybody speaks next to Krishna, Satyavan and Rukmani. Mm-hmm. But Radharani's name is there in Krishna, in Veda her name is there, Purana her name is there. But my Guru Maharaj is telling me that was by Krishna's order. Everything was there, but it was not revealed to the people in general.
Yeah.
It was kept hidden. Krishna's order was kept hidden until I appear, until Gauranga Mahaprabhu appear. So Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagate Janadate. Cover it? Whatever it is. So Radhar Mahima, who can explain the glories of Srimati Radharani? Unless Krishna himself comes. Because the glory of Radharani is Veda Gopya.
Mm.
Even Veda doesn't know the glory of Radharani. How can be Veda would know, Brahma would know also. Nobody would know. That is Lord has to come personally. But many Puranas Veda also has explained. But by Krishna's desire, it was not revealed to people in general, to their knowledge. Thus, Krishna says Radharani, everything is there. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu appears, along with the internal associates of Srimati Radharani, Rupamanjari, Lalita, Vishakha, so they reveal the better aspect, more hidden aspect of it. But the root has been taken from all the Puranas, then expansion. All the description was taking place, they are related to the Puranic description, it's already there, but more elaborate explanation has been given. Just like it. In Brahma Vaidarta. Just explain Bhandarivan that Krishna Nanda Maharaj took baby Krishna. This storm came. One verse. Then more elaborate description has been given by our acharyas. How Radharani came, Radharani took baby Krishna, then baby Krishna took the picture form, then the marriage, he said hold. Like many things have been described. That which has given Quran very hidden power.
There's not really a question about this. I just want to give some extra information. I was in Vrindavan many years ago and Dina Bandhu was describing this Granth of Samadhi, which I believe is close to
Sanatana.
So this, what we heard was that this Samadhi is housing all the scripture and writings of the Goswami that are not meant for people to read, and if someone tries to take that information to read, it becomes curse or die or something like that. I don't remember the exact explanation. Do you know something on this one? Of that Granth of Samadhi?
I know. I have heard something. But I speculate maybe the scriptures must have very intimate esoteric explanation.
Sir,
Acharya would think he should go to the hand of the people in general. It's not good. That's why they kept.
So it's actually real that the scriptures are there.
Okay. Whatever has been revealed, that much will sahaja get again different way and all kinds of things. That's why there's only Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, they put in very proper format and so that's why many beginning to want all this.
Thank you very much.
See, actually, I was reading so Mahari Sari is leaving Rito last night and his place will probably mention something about how Bhaktisiddhanta wanted to translate the particular person. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, excuse me, and actually Bhakti told him after some time he'd given permission, then he said he's only published one volume. For you.
Yeah.
I remember that bookstore.
Yeah, they're not interested to publish.
Because they only think point to make the hundreds to take it. Neither they want to jump to that, and they don't want to be the preliminary. Nobody would need to know anyone else.
It was very nice that Javita Kumar said once that some knowledge is, you can read it, you can study, but the other knowledge is revealed. It is coming from Krishna to you as you make advancement. So a lot of pastimes you'll see when you become advanced.
Yes.
You will know.
Yes,
and then you can read and study, but you'll not find this internal realization. It'll come revealed to you. So he's playing very nice.
Sometimes Pankaj and Jagannath were discussing so many things we hear, you know. Jagannath pastimes, these pastimes. But when we're coming to them, I study one Jagannath story in some class, in the New York class at the time. And coming to them, I have come to, did he leave all these things? Christian can come from the class. He said, did he leave all these things? So sometimes question comes, do you believe these things? Krishna coming, feeding somebody, giving weakness for somebody, bringing milk for somebody, that the past time when Krishna coming and serving a devotee, passing stool and urine, I have told that story before now. Who believes in Bhagavan will do? I discussed with Jagannath, I said, in this regard, what happened is, who should believe everything? Because for Krishna everything is possible. That is the whole philosophy. That is the whole philosophy, he can do everything.
Yeah.
Where the Mayavadis or non-devotees they fell, they think Krishna is God means great. But what we know, the God is not only greater than the greatest, he is smaller than the smallest. Outside people, they don't know that. God can be smaller than the smallest. They don't know that. That's it, they know only one aspect. God maintains everything. Because he maintains everything, he annihilates everything. That's a devotee surrender. Ask me, sir, other than killers, other you protect me or kill me. So that is different. That's any past tense happening. So devotees are believing. Krishna can be his controller and his control. Non-devotee, that is his only controller. But devotee knows his also control. In this philosophically, we should not have any doubt in regards to the Supreme Person of Godhead. If acharyas are saying, I doubt about that. Another thing is how I fix my set. Rupa Goswami or Vishnu Chakrabarti Bhagavad see the philosophical presentation they have. So deep knowledge of facts and figures and everything. Why these people just try to give some wrong information? They are not some foolish people. So their writings we have to take seriously and imbibe in their body and listen and enjoy Krishna's pastime. Enjoy Krishna's
pastime.
This
will continue tomorrow in Bhagavatam or?
Evening program.
Evening program. You all come?
Yes.
Samarat, I don't know, whenever I have done program in his house, nobody goes there.
Yeah!
Or anytime he is already in room time, this time he is already in... This time maybe he is already in room time. So all of you come, definitely I will come to
Yes. I think you buy it by the gun or nobody buy it.
You don't have one of these books.